There are many things that we have to be thankful for in this life, but specifically we have many spiritual blessings as well. And certainly we are thankful for all of these, for God has given us so much as His children in this life. If you think for just a moment, though, what about the church? Thank God for godly churches. We should be thankful for the church because the church certainly is an institution that God has given us that we might find salvation through it. You know, there are many examples in the Scripture that talk about those of God and how thankful they are for the church. In fact, you might notice that Paul wrote so many of his letters addressed to churches, and in all of those letters, although he often encouraged and instructed them, he would thank God for them. One such occasion is found in Philippians chapter 1. If you'll notice there in verse 3 with me, the Bible says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. You see, thank God for who? The Philippian church, the brethren at Philippi. So again, thank God for godly churches, because these brethren were demonstrating to the world and before God exactly what they were commanded to do. You might notice that point being made over in Philippians chapter 2. In verse 12, the Bible says, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed. He says, you are obedient. And not only when I'm there, he goes on to say, but also when I am absent. You see, the Philippian church was a godly church because it was obedient before him. It did those things that God had asked, not only in a spiritual sense, but also daily as they went throughout the world. They lived as lights that others might know God through them and their good character. But if we back up again to chapter 1, we find some other things that are mentioned here that certainly were related to the fact that Paul was thankful for these brethren. You'll notice there in verse 5 of the same text that he speaks of their fellowship in the gospel. No doubt he was thankful for this church because their fellowship, not only in maybe, again, spiritual matters as they believed and stood on the same word before God, but also in physical matters, in maybe helping one another. And certainly this church was well interested in the good of Paul and in making sure that Paul had the things that he needed. You might also notice that he goes on to make another point, how that he longed to be with them in verse 8. But if you'll notice in verse 9, he continues to say this, and this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without the offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. You see, he was hoping, praying for this congregation to continue to be what it had always been from the beginning until now, focused on God, sincerely showing their love and obedience as we have seen, and then finally, as we note here, that they would be continually blessed to grow in knowledge and to grow in the works that God was using them in, that he might accomplish his good pleasures and see that more would know him and obey the precious gospel. Isn't that what we should strive for as the church today? That we might be a godly church. And so that in the end, when we stand before our God, we certainly will know that not only God, but the world can see that truly we are thankful to be a godly church before him.